Guam area as your local cellular provider with some amazing new deals when you sign up for new service or an upgrade. Not only will you get the great local service and coverage that Thumb Cellular offers all of its customers, but you'll also get 25 bonus gigs of data to use for the length of your contract. You'll also get $25 off your bill, a $25 additional discount on all phones, and 25% off select accessories. They're also offering the all-new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime free on a two-year contract. With all of these great deals going on, they bet you'll have 25 on your mind, too. Stop into Thumb Cellular with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
Hey folks, RJ McGarra from More Motors Caro here. Great news! Ford Motor Company has extended the Conquest AZ program through April 4th, 2016. What does this mean? It means you could save thousands on your next Ford or Lincoln purchase. To participate, you must currently own or lease a non-Ford vehicle and get a Conquest AZ PIN number from a Ford employee or retiree. This can be from a friend, a neighbor, or a cousin. So act now and save big today! Visit us in our showroom at Caro or on the web at www.themoreautogroup.com today!
WLW Sports at the half finds Bad Axe leading by 9 points, 31-22, over the Ubley Bearcats. At the end of the first quarter, Bad Axe was leading by 6, 16-10. Out shooting Ubley in the second quarter, 15-12, leading by 9, 31-22. Bad Axe is led by Tommy Morneau with 9 points off of 3 field goals and 1 3. John Messing close behind with 8. Off of 1 field goal and 6 made free throws on 9 attempts. He shot all the free throws for Bad Axe. Martin Messing has 4 points. Andrew Sutton has 6. Clark Brady and Mason Krug each with 2. Mason Krug went down with an injury in that first half. We have not seen him since. For the Ubley Bearcats, they are led by senior Jeffrey Wright with 12. 10 of those in the second quarter. Dominic Rosenthal with 4. Matt Majcek, Cole Majcek, and Trevor Jepeski each with 2. Ubley has 7 turnovers to Bad Axe's 4. And Bad Axe is out-rebounding Ubley 9-6 off of 4 defensive boards and 5 offensive rebounds for Bad Axe versus Ubley's 3-3 offensive and defensive rebounds. John Mooney.
Well, for the shooting for the half, you have the Ubley Bearcats going 10 for 21, 47%. On the inside the arc, they were 8 for 16, 50%. And they were 2 for 5 outside the arc, 40%. They're shooting, and they're just not getting a lot of shots, taking only 21. For the Hatchets, they took 27 shots, hit 12 of them, 44%. On the inside, they were 10 for 22, 45%, 2 for 5. And that would make that a 40% effort outside the arc. We got some news on Mason Krug is that they're going to have him checked out. They're looking at some scar tissue on the knee, and they're thinking that it's going to check out pretty well.
That's good to hear. You always hate to see a player go down with an injury, especially as a senior in district and tournament play.
And an integral part to the offense as well. He's been a 2-year starter that I can remember. Maybe 3.
John Mooney, what do you see for the second half?
Probably more of the same. It's been a yeoman's effort on both the Hatchets and the Bearcats. What I see the Bearcats doing is starting to turn up the heat a little bit on defense. And one of the things I was kind of puzzled about was the Hatchets, or were they going to be going to more screening? And that probably plays more into the hands of the Bearcats if they do, because the Bearcats love to jump switch, and they really make that exchange very difficult. And they've got happy hands in there, and they can go ahead and cause a turnover just like that. I think Coach Krug wanted to go ahead and just do some exchanges without having the screens appear. As far as the Hatchets are concerned, they're shooting like they practiced in this place. I would anticipate that we're just going to get more of the same out of the Hatchets. They're just really too good for the Bearcats.
The Hatchets get the first position in the second half, moving left to right across your radio in their road blue uniforms, gold stripes down the side. Clark Brady into the corner. Back to Martin Messing, left wing, to John Messing, to the right wing, to Tyvon Morneau. Screens from Sutton on the pick and roll, and we have a kicked ball It'll be out of bounds. Bad X ball on underneath the road hoop.
Any post feeds, the Bearcats are collapsing to the ball. And there is absolutely no room for the post to operate in there.
7:45 left in the third. No score yet in the second half. Andrew Sutton gets the inbound at the right elbow to the left wing to John Messing, top of the key. Starts his dribble, retreats against Matt Mychek. Morneau, right wing, back to John Messing, to Martin Messing, left wing. Bad Axe on offense, leading by 9, 31-22. Screen from Sutton, and it's a give and go, and it is nearly stolen, but John Messing scoops it up. Can't get that to fall, and we have a whistle. And it will be, a reach and a push from Bad Axe's Andrew Sutton. That is his first and team's first. Ugly ball 90 feet from her own hoop. 7:24 left in the third, 31-22. Bad Axe leads by 9, Ugly on offense. Jeffrey Wright on the baseline, pulls up from 12 feet, and it's good. Jeffrey Wright continuing to restart in the second quarter, brings Ugly back within 7, 31-24. John Messing, left wing, 7 minutes left in the third. Martin Messing, being guarded by Trevor Drapeski, 4 feet from midcourt. Morneau now going with the weave, dives into the free throw line, down to the right short corner from Sutton. The shot is no good. Rebound, Jeffrey Wright going the other way. Here come the Bearcats. Matt Mychek at the right elbow, picks up his dribble, feeds it into Trevor Drapeski for the air ball. Rebound, though, Jeffrey Wright swatted away by Sutton, and we have a push against Andrew Sutton. Two quick fouls for the center for Bad Axe, and the team's second.
It's essential to keep Andrew Sutton in the ball game.
Especially with no Mason Krug behind him.
Exactly, and that's just for defensive purposes. They're not going to need the offense so much tonight, even though he has provided the Hatchets with some offensive boards and points.
Matt Mychek in, and Dominic Rosenthal in for 2 points. Rosenthal with 6. It's a 5-point game, 31-26. Ugly leads, or Ugly's been on a 4-0 run as the shot's no good and ripped down by Dominic Rosenthal.
Bad Axe is going to have to be patient on this. Work a little clock and also get that shot that they want. Ugly ball on top. John Brandle over to Drapeski.
Bad Axe has been throwing a plethora of defenses at Ugly so far tonight. John Brandle on the right wing, pulls up for 3, no good. Gets his own rebound in the lane over to Trevor Drapeski, up for the layup, and it's good.
Timeout is needed.
It's a 3-point ball game, 31-28. John Messing, left wing for 3, short, rebound, Andrew Sutton out to Tyman Morneau.
The Hatchets need a sure thing right here.
Clark Brady launches the long 2 from the right elbow. This is no good, brought in by Matt Mychek. And in transition, swatted out of bounds on the left side of your radio by Bad Axe. Ugly ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio.
You really can't call a timeout, waste a timeout on an ugly out of bounds underneath their own hoop. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens on this possession.
5:19 left in the third, 31-28. Ugly trails by mere 3 points. They were down by 9 at the half. Bearcats out to a 6-0 run to start the third quarter in 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Trevor Drapeski to Rosenthal in the right corner. Starts his dribble. Back out to John Brandle, right wing.
They're going to reset this.
Matt Mychek, top of the key. To Rosenthal, right wing. Back to Jeffrey Wright, top of the key against Martin Messing. Dribbles to his left to Trevor Drapeski, left corner. Matt Mychek, left wing against John Messing. Down into the left block. Nothing there, and it's swatted away and stolen by Andrew Sutton. 8th turnover for the Bearcats. John Messing wide open right wing. It is good. 3-pointer. 11 points for John Messing. Gets Bad Axe off the schneid. It's 34-28. Hatchets by 6.
I don't know about that shot, Clark. that's a coach's dream, right? No, no, yes.
4.5 to play in the third. Matt Mychek at the free throw line. Kicks it into the corner to Drapeski for 3. Himself, air ball. Rebound, John Brandle. Jump shot is up and good. Back and forth game suddenly, 34-30, Bad Axe by 4. On offense are the Hatchets, and it's stolen by John Brandle. One man to beat, goes up for the layup, and it's good. And we have